Hello everyone, welcome to the Microsoft Virtual Academy. Today's webinar will look at OneNote Class Notebook. My name is Victor Ngobeni, and I'm not alone. I'm here with my longtime co-presenter, Megan Rademan. Megan, do you want to meet the audience?
Sure, Victor. Thanks for having me. I'm really excited about today's webinar on OneNote Class Notebook. We've done a webinar before just on OneNote, but Class Notebook takes it up a whole another level.
Yeah, absolutely. And as you can see on our subheading, with OneNote Class Notebooks, teachers can help students stay organized and get engaged in new ways.
So OneNote Class Notebook is a great tool and a great part of Office 365 for education. How does it fit in with Microsoft's overall vision for education?
Well, Microsoft's overall vision in education or as a company is to empower every person and every organization in the planet or in the world to do more or to achieve more. And in terms of education, our goal is to empower every student on the planet to achieve more. So with OneNote Class Notebooks, teachers can do that.
So OneNote Class Notebook really brings together two of Microsoft's great educational tools. First of all, there's OneNote, and then it works with Office 365 for Education. So we're going to be talking about both of those a lot in this webinar. Would you like to run through the topics we're covering today?
Absolutely. So OneNote Class Notebook is one of those new tools that come with Office 365. So in fact, if you look at the menu, this is what the session will cover. We're going to talk about other new tools that come with Office 365. Also, we're going to talk about OneNote overview. So instead of like just going straight into Class Notebooks, we want to start off by giving an overview of what OneNote is and how does it work and how Class Notebook fit into OneNote. And then we will go on and talk about what are these Class Notebooks. What is OneNote Class Notebooks? How does it help teachers? How does it help students in terms of 21st century learning, in terms of collaboration, knowledge creation, and all of those 21st century skills?
And then we've, of course, saved the best for last.
Yes.
Because we're going to be Skyping today with a teacher from St. Andrews.
Yes.
Who's doing phenomenal work using OneNote Class Notebooks in her geography class. And I think it really helps people to see a practicing teacher using one of the tools we've been discussing to really see how they might want to use that tool in their classrooms.
Absolutely. And then we'll wrap the session with pointing people to links, useful links, useful ideas, and as well as ideas for maybe the next webinar.
Okay, and yeah. We'll tell them how to get these tools that we've been talking about.
Absolutely.
So let's get going. Let's dive.
Yeah, sure. In. Where should we start? I think the best place to start is to talk about Office 365 and what it is. The fact that with Office 365, it's just a platform that now enables teachers to use tools that they've been using all those years, like your PowerPoint, like your Word. But you're now using these tools in creative ways. So what Office 365 does is to enable teachers to use tools on another level. So tools that we know, your Excel, your PowerPoint, your Words, also in addition with other tools, but now you're using these tools in more creative ways.
So when we first started talking about Office 365 and when this was the new big thing, I was a little bit apprehensive. I thought, oh, this is something new, it's in the cloud. But actually, once I started using it, it was very familiar. I was already using Excel and Word and PowerPoint, just as you've been saying.
Yeah.
And now it was just taking these documents online, which made it easier for me to share the content I was creating and to collaborate with others. So many teachers who are already using OneNote need not be afraid. This is just taking OneNote to a whole new level.
New level, absolutely. So let's talk about sort of what are the new tools that come with new Office 365. You know, some of these tools we've covered in previous webinars, like your Sway. I think we also did another webinar on Office Mix. Yeah, those are some of the new tools that really integrate very nicely with Office 365. As well as class notebooks, these are really new tools. And coming out shortly, I think we'll do, an idea for the next webinar, Microsoft Classroom, which is a platform which now enables notebooks. You can create notebooks automatically. You can integrate calendar. You can integrate discussion board and so many other features. It now becomes sort of a classroom management system.
So, Victor, what I love about all of these Office 365 tools is they have that familiar element. Many are the sort of Office Suite tools that are, teachers are very familiar with. But it also brings in those new and exciting tools, Sway, Office Mix,
yes,
which really help to build some of those 21st century skills. We want our students to be collaborating, working effectively in groups, planning their work, sort of structuring it, assigning different tasks to different people. And a tool like Office 365 for Education lets them do all of that so effectively and efficiently, whilst at the same time still being quite a familiar suite of tools.
Absolutely.
So let's get going with OneNote in Education.
So in the previous webinar, we talked about how OneNote helps teachers save time. Let's say in gathering notes, creating folders for their different subjects or sections within subjects. So we demonstrated how OneNote can be used to save time. We're going to do that again, but sort of giving sort of a brief overview. We also demonstrated, or we're going to also do it now, how OneNote can help teachers stay more organized through the use of sections as well as pages within OneNote. And lastly, how OneNote can help students and teachers collaborate, sort of work together and create stuff together.
And I think where OneNote works really well to do all these three things is that it works across devices.
Yes.
So someone can have the OneNote app on their tablet, on their computer at school, on their computer at home, perhaps on their personal laptop. And they can access that same content that they've produced for school across devices as and when they need it.
Yes, absolutely. So we've covered this before, but let's do it again. So what is OneNote? I have a picture there of a file. So because that's the best way, the easiest way for me to explain what OneNote is. Think of the Arch Lever files that teachers normally use and carry around quite a lot. You and I were teachers before. We know that teachers, their work revolves around files, like physical files, like files that they carry. But what is OneNote? OneNote is files that are digital. These are digital notebooks, right? With sections, as you can see up on the slide, you have sections. You can have a notebook for a subject, for example, geography. Within the notebook for geography, you might have lesson plans, you might have assignments sections, you might have a worksheet sections, quizzes, and within each sections you would have individual pages. That is a digital notebook. That's how simple OneNote is.
So I definitely remember those big thick lever arch files, and in fact I'm sure I've still got a few gathering dust in my study at home or in my garage.
Yeah.
But they take up space, they can get lost, they can get damaged. And we want teachers to be refreshing their work as they're coming up with new ideas to save those. When they see nice pictures or great lesson ideas or a super graph or a newspaper article or a cartoon, to save that in their OneNote until they've got a great worksheet or a test paper that they're setting to then take that content and use it. It also means teachers can be less territorial about their work. We're trying to encourage teachers to share their preparation as a department or as teachers in a cluster, to work together to develop content, share sample test papers, share exam papers, so that all of the students in the district benefit from that repository of knowledge. And OneNote's a great way of doing this.
Absolutely. You know, even with teachers that use computers, a lot of the times you find teachers having folders, you know, all over their screens, like in their documents folder, there's folder after folder. But with OneNote, it simplifies the whole, filing system, because you can have one OneNote and different sections within one notebook.
Yeah, and we're also
instead of having folders all over the place,
a bit guilty about not making backups or saving copies. Yes. And if all of your stuff is sitting in one folder on one device, all it takes is one stolen laptop, and there's all of your preparation gone. Whereas if you're saving to OneNote, it's on the cloud, accessible from multiple devices. And if you change schools, your prep is still your prep, and yes, it's yours to take with you into a new job, into a new school.
Yeah, great. Here are a few brilliant ideas about OneNote. Why is OneNote great? It's great for gathering resources, because with OneNote, as you can see on the screen there, it's easy to collect notes from either the internet or notes that you type. And, you can quickly screen grab or web or clip articles from the internet and put them on OneNote. And everything works so brilliantly. It's so swift. And the great thing with OneNote, whatever you copy, whatever you insert on the page, it acknowledges the source right at the bottom of the page, anything that you do.
And that's something teachers should be instilling in their students.
Yeah.
Students or teachers don't deliberately plagiarize often. Yeah. Often they get great content from somewhere, and a couple of years down the line, they've forgotten where it comes from.
Yeah.
Whereas with OneNote automatically annotating where things are from, it's very easy to give proper credit where credit's due as to where resources come from.
Right. So it's so easy to gather notes using OneNote. And it's also easy to share those notes, because when you create OneNote notebooks, you can decide immediately where you want to place the notebook. If you want to place it on OneDrive, then you can send people links to those OneNote notebooks, and then people can access those notebooks easily, and they can make changes, or they can edit the notebooks as you give them permissions.
And I think when we speak to Rhoda, she's going to tell us a bit more about how she's really using this effectively in her classroom.
Absolutely.
What about interactive marking or inking?
That's another great tool. So if you're using a device that is stylus enabled, you can quite easily, write by hand. Like, you can ink on the notebooks, and quite easily. So that's what Rhoda will demonstrate, the teacher that we're going to Skype in the next couple of minutes. She's going to demonstrate how students are able to submit work, and she can mark right on the computer.
So teachers who don't want to give up that red pen can set their stylus to write in red ink, and can go for it on a stylus-enabled device.
Absolutely.
How about accessing OneNote across devices?
Yeah, you mentioned this fact, the fact that with OneNote, the look and feel is the same. Whatever you're using, whether if I download OneNote and I use it on my PC, if I use it on my tablet, on my phone, my smartphone, or my normal laptop, the look and feel is similar. So
it's similar, but it's actually maximized for the size screen that you're accessing the content on.
Absolutely.
So the content's all the same, but if you're looking on a mobile phone, it's the right sort of size.
Yes, for the mobile. Yes, absolutely. Yes.
And of course, you can't lose your content, because you can access it from multiple devices.
All right. So enough about OneNote. Now, then, OneNote class notebook. What
sets it apart? What can OneNote class notebook do that normal OneNote can't?
So with OneNote class notebook, now this is a solution designed especially for teachers or for education, because this is where now a teacher can have different sections in his or her notebooks. He would have a section called content library, where the teacher can put the resources. Then students, the teacher can allocate notebooks or private notebooks for his students. And then in those notebooks, there would be a collaboration space. This is a space where students can share ideas, share resources, and so on. And so each of these notebooks each of these sections serve a particular function. The content library, that's where the teacher puts resources, and the resources are locked, so teachers can't tamper with that. Student notebooks, these are individual or private notebooks for students. The teacher can view into individual students' notebooks. He can see what the students are doing. He can mark or give instructions. The collaboration space is just for that. It's for where students collaborate. So it's OneNote now with a purpose to make learning more organized.
So you know what I like about this? Just like OneNote takes that sort of metaphor of a lever arch file that yes. teachers are familiar with, this again uses concepts that teachers and students are familiar with, but it takes them to that digital space.
Yes.
So we all know a library, and we know how library books, you can read them, but you're not allowed to scribble in them.
Yes.
It's the same with the content library. The teacher controls what's in there.
Yes.
But students can't start annotating those documents or sort of deleting them or adding their own stuff in. The teacher has control over that. Just like in a normal library, the librarian will shout at you if you start taking books out and not putting them back.
Absolutely. So the teacher, as you can see there on the screen, the teacher creates the shared notebook and he or she adds the students. He has the the ability to see every student notebooks. So I'm the teacher, I create the notebook and I give students notebooks and I can see what they're doing.
But the students can't see one another's notebooks.
You can allow that. They can see the collaboration space. Yeah.
Okay.
I can see the collaboration space. That's where they collaborate.
Yes. So yeah. So if they're working on a group work assignment.
Yes.
Or the teacher set up a worksheet where different students
yes.
fill in their information, then they'll collaborate on it. But if it's something like a worksheet or a test that's for marks or for homework. I do mine on my page and
yes.
you do yours on your page.
Yeah.
And a teacher can see everyone's, but you can't copy my homework
Absolutely.
And I can't copy yours.
Absolutely. Sure.
So that would be really useful for a teacher.
It really is.
And also in terms of sort of students not saying, oh, they lost their homework, or the teacher having to carry home piles of books to do her marking, it makes it so much easier because it's all neat and organized in one place.
Yeah, no longer the dog ate my homework story.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
So
we're saving trees and keeping people more organized.
Yes.
And teachers can spend more time focusing on the teaching and less time on, well, who's handed their stuff in, whose has gone missing, etc.
Yeah, so just like what you indicated, in terms of the students get the link to the notebook and they can open them on any device. So in summary, that's what OneNote Class Notebook entails. You could also have staff leaders, sort of staff, OneNote staff notebooks. These are now for teachers. These are teacher notebooks. And then you can have student notebooks. These are notebooks that are allocated to students.
Okay, so Victor, the most exciting part for the audience is getting to see how a real teacher is using these tools.
Yes.
So we're going to speak today to Rhoda from St. Andrews, and we're just getting her on the line.
Yeah.
And then Rhoda's going to tell us about how she's been using OneNote Class Notebook at her school. Rhoda, are you there? Can you hear me?
Hello, how are you?
Fine and you. Thanks for joining us today.
Absolute pleasure.
Rhoda, we've got, we can see you in the bottom corner, but even more exciting than that is on the screen we can see your OneNote. Can you take us on a quick tour and tell us how you're using OneNote Class Notebook in your classroom?
Sure. I set up four different classes for grade 8s. I have four different grade 8 classes, and we introduced them to using OneNote this year. And then what I did is I created a whole lot of tabs at the top of my screen. I'm sure you can see that. And in my content library, I give them a year plan, and they've just got their June exam outline now, but their full year plan, I upload that for the entire grade so they can see this whenever they want, or whenever they're off campus. I have now just loaded up what the June outline is going to be, what they have to do in their June exam. I've covered settlement topics already this year with them, and I've put in either a Word or a PDF, depending on what the kids find easiest to use. And within that, I actually have different types of topics that we cover, including tasks. So I can load a task for them with a rubric, and they can access this anytime they want to, as long as they've got internet access. One of the fun things that I liked is an in-the-news thing, so I can pick up different links to various sites that I want them to go and have a look at during the news, and these guys, all my kids can go and have a look at that. So that is in the content library. There's also the collaboration space, which is quite fun, and I give them a question and they can speak to me, and the entire class has access to add into some of these chats. I love this, is there any homework tomorrow, and they can ask.
And then you could answer that, or somebody else from your class could.
100%. I just want to get a great one. One of my other classes was really busy with that the other day, and they have played, not that class, it would always be the, there we go. We've had a whole lot of brainstorms, and I can sit and have a look at what the, what my kids are saying, and also respond to all of that. What else? I've got every child online here, so I can see if they're doing their homework for me.
Oh, wow. So Rhoda, does every child at your school have a device?
Every grade 8 has a device, and we work through the Office 365 package, and all the grade 8s this year have implemented, and every child has a device, and they each get taught using this in my class.
Okay, so your students, I think, each have an iPad,
yes.
But this content works fine on iPads, and if they've got perhaps another device at home, a Windows laptop, would they still be able to log into this content?
100%. I work off a laptop that isn't Apple, and the kids work off iPads that obviously are, and they all speak to each other, and that's why we're so excited about using Office 365, because it does work on other devices besides Android.
So Victor's also got some questions.
Yeah, yeah. So what about the inking? Have you tried inking functionality, like marking student work through?
I just want to find one.
Yeah.
I have tried inking, and I quite enjoy it. When I set some of the tasks, I have asked, there we go. Can you see that example?
Not yet.
Not yet, but it's loading now, I think. While it's coming up, do you find that using OneNote class notebook for education has saved paper?
I've actually gone paperless. The only paper I use on maths, because I'm a geography teacher. The rest is my kids send me things through the OneNote. I mark through OneNote, and I chat to them through OneNote. Obviously, other than face-to-face in the classroom.
Well, that's great, because not only are you sort of saving trees, but also it means students can't misplace their notes, or, it gets torn, or somebody's absent and then, doesn't get their photocopy. So here, yeah, there are no excuses.
Yeah.
And 100%. And you can upload various types of projects and tasks. Grade 8 at the moment, I haven't got an example to show you. Yeah. They're busy using a movie that they have to make, and then 100% that gets uploaded. I watch it at home from the comfort of a couch.
Yes.
And I see, is that a work that one of your students have submitted?
And
I see you're not using red.
No, I don't like marking in red. I'm not specifying any
children. Okay. But what's nice about this is, obviously, Betty's done this homework here, and you're able to see it, and she's able to see it, and of course now all of our MVA viewers can see it. But aside from all of us, nobody else in the class can see one another's homework.
No, this is between Betty and me, and basically what happens is, as I mark it online, Betty can get it instantly if she is using her device at the same time. So if I'm marking at 9 o'clock at night, as we all teachers do, and I start inking on screen, 100% Betty can check it and see it straight away.
That really is fantastic. So Rhoda, you need to have Office 365 for Education. for Office Class Notebooks to work. How long has St. Andrews had Office 365 for Education for?
Okay, well, we implemented this year for all our grade 8. So obviously the process was started last year, so we could have it up and running for this year. And we've been teaching with this for the last 4 months.
Okay, and I mean, already it looks like you are a whiz at it.
It's easy to learn. I mean, the interface is really, really simple. It's what we used to from Microsoft.
And had you used OneNote before?
I had never used OneNote.
Oh, wow, okay. Oh,
that's exciting.
So,
and what about the students? How did they receive? I mean, I guess this was a new way of learning for them. How did they initially receive this? Like, how did they respond?
It took us about 2 weeks of intensive training with them, and they've taken to it. They're now asking other teachers why they aren't all on OneNote, and I'm going to get on to that. It means carrying a device. Everything's on one device instead of having to carry files and files and files of notes with you to class.
And Rhoda, you obviously have adopted this and it's going well, but what about your colleagues? Are your colleagues all using this, or has it only been implemented in some departments?
We tried to implement the cross board for grade 8 teachers. That hasn't happened. We are still busy training teachers. Everyone's scared of technology, and I think the more you practice it, you become it. So I've got buy-in from, I'd say, half.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the kids are driving it. They're asking the other teachers now, why don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah, and I think also, as the kids get the hang of it, other teachers won't have to do that 2 weeks of intensive training that you maybe did, because your learners will already be, quite familiar with the tool. All the other teachers need to do is set up their content library and get going from there.
100%. We did train teachers, and obviously you set up your content library to suit yourself and the way your subject works. I set mine up at all according to how I would have had my files set up for geography. But it all depends on you and how you actually want to run your classroom.
And then obviously next year, if you're teaching grade 8 geography again, you can recycle all of this content quite easily and perhaps, add new resources as you find them, or maybe replace an activity that didn't work that well this year with a better one.
It. And the other great thing that's talking about those activities is I put notes on it and you'll see there's spaces. And the girls are now able to actually fill those spaces in on screen. They don't have to print this. So they interact with the actual document.
I mean, I know from my own child is when she has homework to do that she gets to do on her device, she's always keen to do it, even if the activity would be completely dull and boring if it was on a printed worksheet. She's
100%.
Keen to do it just because it involves using a device. So
the device plus the colour.
Yes.
And
everything in colour.
And especially in a subject like geography, which is so visual, it's very expensive to print sort of coloured worksheets out. But you can use colour with, as much as you like, and include things like video clips as well in OneNote.
100%. And you can use different apps as well. And basically you can access, I'm busy accessing a comic at the moment that one of my kids did. And it makes it exciting. So it's not just the usual just write or take notes or fill in a little answer sheet. There's various ways that you can actually use OneNote to be able to upload the various types of projects that you can set.
I mean, we've got Selena's project here on the screen at the moment, and it really looks great. And then not only are they covering their geography content, but they're also learning digital skills at the same time, and they're having to sort of collaborate. They're seeing, what's acceptable as part of an online discussion and what isn't. So they're busy learning a whole lot of other skills aside from the geography.
100%. I mean, and those digital skills and 21st century skills you're going to need for these girls, regardless of what happens to them. And if they don't have those skills and they don't develop those skills, I don't know where these girls are going to go in the future, because this is the way that we are heading.
Yeah, just maybe one from myself before you go. Rhoda, if you were to advise teachers who are new to OneNote class notebook, what sort of advice would you give them? Like, how could they go about, you know, starting using this?
Get your IT manager on board.
Yes.
It's very important to have someone who knows who can help and assist you. Don't be scared. Play with it. Experiment. And invite the children onto OneNote, and they actually start taking you by the hand, and they push you into the future.
Yeah, fantastic.
Well, Rhoda, thank you so much for your time and for showing us your great content. It really looks like you're doing fantastic things with OneNote class notebook. So do keep up the good work. Your grade 8s are lucky to have you as their geography teacher.
I'm lucky to have them. They keep me going every day.
thanks, Rhoda.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. That's brilliant.
Wow, Victor, she's doing great things.
I think so.
And when you consider that she's only been using the solution for four months.
Yeah, and she just said that, I mean, she had never used OneNote before. So
she'd never used OneNote
just demonstrate
before.
How easy OneNote is meant to be. Like, it's not meant to be a complicated tool. It's meant to be easy to use, flexible and fluid. Yeah.
And it can grow with you.
Yes.
You know, your notebook can start out very simple in the beginning, and then you can add new content as you come across it.
And I like the idea that she says that it's students who are driving the demand. You know, it's students who are going to the teachers to say, we've heard about this tool. Would like to be using this tool.
Or they're having such fun in geography,
yes,
and are wondering why the teacher next door, who perhaps teaches history or science or whatever, isn't getting on board.
Yeah.
Because it's not necessarily that the kids love history or geography or whatever's being taught. They really enjoy the way it's taught.
Yes. It's not about the tool. It's about the activities that she creates that engages the students.
Yeah.
And then they become hooked on the learning.
So Victor, I hope that people who've been watching this virtual academy today are keen to get on board. OneNote's sort of out there for anyone to try out on any device.
Yeah.
But to use OneNote class notebook, you've got to put a few things in place.
You would need an Office 365 education plan. Different countries have different plans, and all you need to do is just to go to the Microsoft Education Office 365, and then you'll be able to be taken to the right page in your country in terms of what you are what you qualify for in terms of different plans.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're not going to go into too much detail about that here, because there's so many different configurations for different countries.
Yes.
But people would be able to get that information online.
Yes.
And once they've got it, they can go to OneNote
in
education.com.
OneNote in education.com. That's where you can find resources to help you get started and do more with OneNote. And also, you can there's a page where you can set up OneNote class notebook for learners, and that's where there's a link on that slide for that.
Okay, so first steps, investigate Office 365 for education if you don't already have it.
In your country,
As Rhoda said, get your school's IT manager on board, because if you have one at your school, the person in charge of IT would be able to sort of take that lead role in terms of getting it all set up. And as teachers, you can come in and then bring your subject content and your great learning ideas to the tool.
Yeah, we also do have a site for students called onenote.com/students with the hashtag there. That's the place where you can go to get, you know, ideas like projects that students can do that incorporate the use of OneNote.
And of course, as in most of our webinars, we'd encourage people to join the Microsoft Educator community.
That's where you can find more and more.
Because you can find links to all of this content from there, as well as examples of how other teachers are using the tools and online courses for making the most of the various Microsoft offerings.
Absolutely. And last but not least, there's a new app, or, you know, we call it the OneNote Class Notebook add-in. In fact, it's a tool that enables you to create class notebook fast and more efficiently. It's called the OneNote Class Notebook add-in. So when you create, when you install it, your notebook will look as something like that. When you create, when you open your OneNote, you will have a tab on your regular OneNote that is called Class Notebooks. And with this, you can easily push out pages, you can distribute sections to students, you know, different tasks. You can quite easily pull different student private notebooks and review them quite easily. So it's like an app.
Okay.
For class notebooks.
So it takes something that's actually quite easy to use and makes it even easier. And simple to just sort of click on buttons. And I imagine that would work really well on a tablet device.
It works very well on a tablet device. And the great thing about the app is that it also incorporates with most, you know, learner management systems like your Moodle, your Canvas, your Blackboard and so on. So it's a really useful tool.
So schools that have already invested in other learning management systems can use this too.
Yes.
They don't feel like, oh no, we've already gone with Moodle or gone with Blackboard. This is
it
a way of having the best of both.
Yes, absolutely. This is in development, and as you can see, there's a section for professional development. I think that section is being populated at the moment with content. And I'm sure in the near future, when teachers go there, they will find more and more examples, more and more ideas for how they can use class notebooks.
So just like your own personal OneNotes grow and develop all the time, keep watching this space, because new content and new tools are added all the time. And if you're part of that Microsoft Educator community, you'll be amongst the first to know as these new tools come out.
Absolutely.
That brings us to the end of today's webinar.
And I think that's it, yeah. So that was exciting. The most exciting part for me was a teacher who's already using this after being introduced to this in less than 4 months.
It's always the best part.
Yeah.
I mean, we can give the theory,
we
can say this is a great tool, it's easy to use, get it. But actually, when we have teachers raving about the tools, that shows that they really do work. And they're easy, so give it a go. We'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us.